Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botano with Natural North Dakota.
It must be a good year for thistles. It seems that most everywhere I look, there are thistles in bloom. They really can be quite attractive, but of course thistles have a bad reputation, largely because they're prickly, and two of them are listed by the North Dakota Department of Agriculture as noxious weeds. Both species, however, are introduced, the Canada and musk thistle. The term thistle is a general reference to three genera of members of the daisy family that have prickly leaves and purple flowers. Perennial sow thistle and Russian thistle are not really thistles because they belong to different genera, and in the case of Russian thistle, even a different plant family. There are about a half a dozen thistle species native to North Dakota, and they are not weeds. In fact, they are important sources of nectar and food for a variety of butterflies and other insects. Plus, as most birders know, their seeds are important food sources for many songbirds, particularly goldfinches. Thistles are also important to humans. As you might expect, because the thistle flowers can be quite showy, they are occasionally planted in flower gardens, particularly in Europe. The thistle is even the national emblem of Scotland. As some of you know, Canada thistle has surpassed leafy spurge in acres invaded in North Dakota, so it's now our number one noxious weed. But don't blame the Canadians. Canada thistle is not native to Canada. I haven't heard how it came to be called Canada thistle, but the plant's native to southeastern Europe and areas around the Mediterranean Sea. It was likely introduced to North America back in the 1600s. Perhaps like me, you may have noticed the flower heads of some of our native thistles in pastures have been eaten by some grazing animal, assumedly cattle or deer. But it could also be Eeyore. Some of you may recall that thistles are the favorite food of Eeyore, the donkey in the Winnie the Pooh series. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.